You're Thinking About Donuts, written and read by Michael Rosen.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. Frank said he didn't want to go, but Mum said he had to. "Can't I stay here on my own?" he said. Mum shouted at him. "Why do we always have this nonsense? I can't leave you with your nan every Friday, can I? And I can't leave an 8-year-old boy on his own in the house for 3 hours of an evening." "I want to stay here," said Frank. "You're not listening to me, are you? You're coming, and that's that." Frank knew the "that's that" business. There was never any getting round Mum when she came out with the "that's that." He sat there saying "that's that" to himself without making a sound, and at the same time pulling a funny face. "That's that. That's that." Luckily for him, Mum didn't see. She was busy putting her overall in her bag and pinning up her hair. "Can I bring my cars?" said Frank. "What happened last time you brought your cars?" said Mum. Frank looked very hard at the ground and tried not to laugh. "Oh, yes, you may laugh, Frank, but it wasn't you that put your foot on one of those cars and went flying down the corridor at 90 miles an hour, was it?" Frank remembered Mum doing just that. "I could have broken my neck. Can you imagine? Me in hospital, my friends coming to see me saying, 'How'd it happen, love?' And I say, 'I had a car accident.' 'Oh, dear,' they say, 'were you in the car or were you run over?' 'No,' I say, 'I was on the car. I put my foot on it.'" Frank listened. Sometimes she was funny when she was cross, he thought. "Bring a comic or something, will you? I don't think you'd be able to break my neck with the Beano, will you?" Frank nipped upstairs and dug out an ancient comic without a cover from under his bed.